So the five problems are, if you go in and put JavaScript, we will work on class to complete at home if needed. And as I said, there's five problems. The first three are all kind of interrelated, because as I've mentioned, there are three ways, or there's more than that, but there's three major ways of controlling. In the first one, I'm controlling with count. I'm saying I want to do it a certain number of times, so I have something like a count. On the second one, I'm controlling with data. When I add to the total and I go over 500, then I want to stop. And the third one, I'm controlling with the yes or no, where the user gets to control how many times things are done. Okay? So, on the top one, I want to do it 4 scores. On the next one, I want data to control it, so it no longer is going to be 4 scores. It's going to be however many scores there are to get to be greater than 500. And on the third one, the user gets to pick how many more they want to enter in. So ask questions if you have them, but
Yeah.
So if you have questions, ask. That's why I've got you here doing this. And so that if you're having problems and having questions, you can ask. questions? Is that a question or just muttering to yourself?
No, just muttering to myself.
Okay. Yeah. Good, I was bored. I'm trying to think if there's one that's just like it, or very similar to it.
Well, I just need something to give me a basis.
Right. You're going through a loop four times, so... So this has a loop that's doing a combo, so it's doing it five times. So that's a loop there. You don't need the alerts, but that's the loop. So I think that one would be closest.
Thank you.
So have you started writing the code yet?
No.
Huh.
He wants to start a plumbing business, and I'm not sure how accurate that is. So when is, I did the test and I sent you that, when is this part? The correct balance or something?
Today.
I sense, but you don't want us to enter square one, square two, square three. You want us to enter square one, go back, and then like loop it, and then
exactly.
enter square two, loop
exactly.
it, and you know.
Exactly.
So.
There was one of the ones that I did. It was probably, if we loop, I think it's the one that is kind of, if we loop, is kind of close to it. Yeah, this one is called If With Loop. It's got some similarities to what I want you to do, because there's a loop there that says, well, count is less than five, so I'm keeping track of the count. I'm taking in points, and I'm adding it to a total, and I am also counting how many times I do the loop. Then the one that I'm having you do, I want you to actually write out two things in between the if. I want you to write out two things. I think I wanted you to write out the sum and the average or something like that. Right. And then I had an if statement that I wanted you to ask. So this program is probably close to, and you don't need the alerts. In fact, the alerts are pain. But this one is probably closest to what I want you to do in number one. It's if. It's called If With Loop. And it's one of the ones we went over in class. So if you're looking for a model, that would be the one that I think I would point to. Yeah, that's about the closest, yeah. Problem. Okay, so there's the problem. I want you to take it a loop. Good. To take in 4 scores and calculate the sum. So you got to calculate the sum as you're going. So I wanted you to take in 4 scores. So you're going to have a loop that's like this one, only it's counted less than 4. You're going to ask the input points. So you're going to prompt, enter the number of points you learned. Okay, so this is points again. Then take the points, add them to the total, and put them back in the total. So that's how I'm adding the total. And I'm going to go through this loop 4 times. So I'm going to add to the total 4 times. And then when I'm done, I'm going to put out, it wants me to calculate the sum and the average. So, okay. So if I look at the logic for this problem, I think I will go to here. Okay, so I'm coming in, I'm going to start, that's interesting, if I come over here, it's not still high. Seems like it's making very quick lines. Okay, so I'm going to set up my variables. And then I've got a loop, and I'm doing the loop while count is less than or equal to 4, right? Because I want to do it 4 times. So I'm establishing my count. And so if count is less than or equal to 4, then I want to put out a prompt and ask for the points. So I'm putting out a prompt and asking for the points. And then I'm just going to add to the total. So I'm going to say total equals total plus points. Okay, so I'm adding to the total. Okay, so as long as count is less than 4, I take the points, add 1 to it. And then I also have to increase count. So I need to say that count equals count plus 1. So I have to increase the count so I know how many times I'm doing this. Okay, so up here when I established any variables, I was setting count equal to 1. And now I'm saying, okay, I've got to keep increasing count. Okay, does that mean you got it?
I think almost, I got it.
So then I come down and this is going to go back in and ask the question, is count less than or equal to 4? If it is, then take in points, add them to the total, and add 1 to count. And I'll keep doing that until count passes 4. And then at that point, I want to say display the total. I'm going to put out total. I'm going to calculate average. And then I'm going to put average up too. And then I ask a question, and I can't remember what the question was, if it's greater than 80 or something like that.
Yeah, greater than 80.
Okay. And display the average. You should check the average. If it's higher than 80, good job. Otherwise, try harder. Pardon me?
You said that there was a...
I think it's called If With Loop, if I'm remembering right. It's right up above in the same list with the guessing games at the bottom.
Yeah.
And it's If With Loop. And I think that one's the closest. So now after I print out the average, I'm asking the question, is the sum, I think, is the total greater than 80? And if it is, or the average, I don't know which one I asked. If it is, I put out one message. If it's not, I put out another message. And then I'm done. Okay. So that's the logic that I have to go through. And I would do that logic with a while loop. And so I would set up a while loop that did it while count is less than or equal to 4 and keep doing the adds. When the loop's done, I would write out the total, I would write out the average, and I would then check and see if I think it's the total that I said I wanted greater than 80, but it might have been the average. Okay, I did. I wanted the average, so I'm asking if the average is greater than 80. Okay. So this shouldn't say total, this should say average. Is the average greater than 80? But it's just checking one thing or the other.
Like it did total scores. So before I had this down here, alert average game scores, and I did total scores slash CT, and it gave me the average. But I'm trying to make its own variable, and I don't know how.
I think you're overcomplicating it.
Well,
because this one is simply to ask.
So I took, before it was like this.
No, I think the top was fine.
No, before I had it like.
Okay.
That, and then slash CT. That's how I had it before.
Okay, this is what I'm doing so far, and this is how far I've got, so compare.
Why is yours looking so much different?
That's not particularly younger than. You've got the variables up there. You've got a count less than or equal to 4. Then points, I put up a prompt. Did you have a prompt? Yes, you have a prompt.
Went to the total score in game.
Okay, and then you add it to total score, and then you add one to count, which you've done.
Mm-hmm.
So that looks fine.
Okay.
But then
so
you drop out. And I'm doing the document writes, and I'm going to do a couple of them here, and then I'm just going to ask if average is greater than 80. That's the part you...
Okay, so
if average is greater...
Average document dot write?
Yeah, to write out the stuff, and then average...
Where, though? Like, after else?
Well, this is where I've got it. And then I'm going to calculate average, so I'm going to say average equals... tote divided by 4, and then I'm going to do another document write, and say the average is 4. And then I'm going to ask the question, if average is greater than 80, and if it is, I'm writing one message and I don't remember what it is, document write some kind of a message there. Else, document write a different message. And I, as I said, I've got to go look up what the messages were. And I didn't put the curly braces in. I don't remember. What is the message?
Good job.
Good job?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm writing good job here. And I should put BRs in front of all of these so that we actually get them on separate lines. And try harder was the other message?
Yes, we need to try harder.
It's not even opening now.
Okay, well, we'll see if I broke it. If it's not broke opening, I go to Firefox.
No, it is. Because it was opening before.
Okay,
and now
so
the
you've got...
prompt isn't coming. But this is what I changed.
Alert. You haven't closed out. All right, I put it. You've got some things in some different places. So go take a look and see if those fix. And then I will try running it. Because I don't know that mine isn't broken. Okay, so this is the way I've started out, and I haven't checked this, so I may have some... I usually manage to do something stupid and have to go back and fix it, so I very rarely get it written the first time correctly. So I've set up my variables called count, points, total, average. Okay, those are the variables that I know I want. And then I said I want to do a loop while count is less than or equal to 4. And inside my loop, I'm prompting my user for some points. I'm then taking points, adding them to total, which is 0 to start out with, and putting it back into total. Then I'm adding 1 to count. And in fact, I should have a semicolon there, although it will probably forgive me, but I should put it. Then I said, okay, now document write, the total is, and I wrote it out. Then I said, figure out the average, which is total divided by 4. And then I said, document write, the average is, and so I wrote out the average. And then I said, if average is greater than 80, do a document write that says, good job. And I have not closed my parenthesis there. So talking this through with you was a good plan, because now I know I need to close my parenthesis, and I need to close my parenthesis there. Okay? So at least I found some of my errors. Who knows how many more there are? You got it?
Mm-hmm.
Good. So now I'm doing a file save, and I'm saving it as first.html. Okay, so that's where I am now on the first one. And so then I'm going out and I'm going to try running this. So I'm going out here and I am saying file, open file, and I'm going to my F drive, which is I think where I put this, and there's first. So at least I didn't get the white screen of death. Okay, so it says enter the points, and I'll put in 100. Enter the points, I'll put in 120. Enter the points, I'll put in 90. Enter the points, I'll put in 80. And it comes back and tells me the total is 390. The average is 97.5. which is greater than 80, so I did a good job. Okay. So that is the first problem. Okay. So compare what you did with that. If it doesn't match, you might consider looking at some of these. And I'm impressed. Going through with you, I caught all the others. Just one second. Okay, now, if I had left that error in there, that was not there, and that was not there. So I'll do a file save, and then when I go back and refresh it, I get the white screen of death. Okay? So that means that it did not run. So to solve that, I go to... In Firefox, I make sure I bring up my menu bar, which go to those four lines, right-click, and you get a menu bar. Okay, right-click, and you get the menu bar. And so then I go to Tools, Web Developer, Web Console. And when I click on those, it brings up an error. Okay, and it tells me... Syntax error, missing parenthesis. So I got it right. Missing the parenthesis and line 22. That first number is the line that occurs. Or roughly speaking, the line. sometimes it's not so great. Okay, so you go to Tools, Web Developer, Web Console. And I'm going to put that in. Okay, so now I go back to the code, and line 22, okay, down at the bottom it tells me the line. Line 22, I need the parenthesis. Okay, so I fix that one. File, save. I go back to Firefox, and I do a refresh, and now it's yelling at me about line 26. Okay, so I go back to my code, and line 26 is down here, and it is also missing the parenthesis. I put the parenthesis back in, and I do a refresh, and it's now showing me the points. Okay? So that's how you handle a syntax error. Yeah.
I have a quick question about that. What does it mean by until type of
file? You can't have a... That's, until is not one of the verbs that they let you have.
Oh, okay.
So I'd go with while.
Go with while, okay.
Usually, a lot of languages let you have until, but it's usually a do until. And JavaScript may indeed have a do until, I don't know. But while is kind of the standard one that I use.
Gotcha.
Okay, so look at my example if you're having problems and try to figure out what I did. The next one is a modification of this one, but instead of getting out based on count, I want to get out based on tote. Okay, so it really is just a modification of this program, because I want to get out based on tote.
If you're having problems with this, I strongly recommend that you find time to spend with Joe. He's here today from 2 to 5. So 2 and 3 are both modifications of this program, and then 3 gets you out when the user wants to get out with a yes. Okay, so those are modifications of this program.
can't read this one.
Yeah, no, that's easy.
I can't.
I even need to get my glasses fixed, or. If you didn't get the first one done, does the solution make sense? So how's number two going? If you move over to number two, you're going to be modifying the count, because now you've got to the count check. Now you're checking tote. So you're going to be checking tote. So number two is going to be checking tote. Number three is going to be controlling the loop by putting up a prompt asking, do you want to do this again or not? So you're going to control it with that.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
so you're going to
The settings for that. What's the settings for that? View status bar. If you click on go into notepad and it's view status bar, we'll then show you the lineup. And then it does the next count, getting ready for that. And so count will probably end up being one too big. So you probably want to divide by count minus one, or else you want to start count out at zero, so that when it counts and adds one at the bottom there, it will just be up to the
it will be there. So actually, once you get to that second one, it actually makes sense to start count out at zero. Okay? And in fact, you can do them all starting count at zero. You just then change it to less than. Going to be checking tot, which is the total that you've been adding, and you're going to be checking to see if tot is whatever I said, greater than 500 or something like that. Okay, so as long as tot is less than or equal to 500, if you want to keep doing it. So you're going to be checking tot instead of count. And you're going to be checking it compared to 500. Question.
Yeah.
problem that doesn't get solved. Okay, let's see if I've got the tools.
That's the kind of thing where you can throw in an alert if you want to and see
see, but I actually also want you to come over here and do a review page for us. What did we say the problem was?
Equals not better.
So it's
there. Now, but now for some reason, whatever, I just do one score of 100.
That's probably the ones with the yes. Do yes.
Yes, that's
right. Yeah, just out of curiosity.
100.
Yes. Yes. I don't know what that's doing. I'm not seeing it. Okay.